Welcome to the Multiple Streams of Music Income Self-Study Program. In Chapter 1, we're going to look at the overview of this entire program to give you a sense of what you are getting yourself into. We're going to look at the old paradigm versus the new paradigm, the old way of doing business versus the new way of doing business. We're going to look at the four guiding principles that you will use to guide all of your decision-making in building your multiple streams business. And also, we're going to just take a quick overview of the eight steps that you will be using to build your multiple streams of music business. So let's get started with Section A, the paradigm shift. You know, the last several years, there's been a lot of talk among the music industry that the music industry is dying and, you know, all bad things and blah, blah, blah. But I actually think that what is happening isn't so much a death as an evolution, a shift that is requiring a real paradigm shift in how you look at building your business. And it, I think, gives us a huge opportunity to create a business a new way. So the old version, the old paradigm, is the classic business model via the record company distribution. So a recording company discovers you, and they develop you as an artist, and then they record and distribute and keep a good chunk of the profits. This new paradigm that I'd like you to think about taking on is a multiple streams via niche marketing. And it's primarily a DIY, a do-it-yourself formula, though at some point in your business you might want to get funding from record companies. You want to do it on your own terms, not on theirs. So the old paradigm is, you know, the idea of trading your time for money, getting paid for showing up and performing, waiting around to be discovered, hoping and praying that you'll be discovered and someone will save you and create your career for you. Even if you're doing a DIY approach, using a market to everybody approach, thinking that you need to get massive exposure in order to be successful. And as a result, having the experience of being a small fish in a crowded pond with very limited resources, a lot of competition, without a lot of opportunity. And the result is that your experience is that you're struggling. But the irony is that there is this equation of struggle with what is true art. And contrarily, the idea that if you've made it, if you are actually financially successful, then somehow you've sold out on your true art and that you are no longer really an artist. And I think that that creates a real conundrum. That creates a real mixed message to the universe, because if you're desiring success but disdaining the successful, if you're looking at the people who are really critically successful and saying, oh, they're less than, you're never going to put yourself in a position of being that. You'll never create success because you don't want to be a sellout. So if you're thinking that in order to be a success, you have to be a sellout, then you're in your own way of being a success, if that makes sense to you. Now, the new paradigm that I'd like to introduce you to is an idea of, instead of targeting a huge, trying to create a huge swath of impact, really targeting a narrow, specific group of people that you're going to market to. So when I talk about niche throughout this program, I'm not talking about your genre. I'm not talking about country music or blues or rock and roll or jazz or whatever. I am talking about your market. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about them. I'm talking about your fans, your customers, your clients. I'm talking about who are you marketing to? And I want to encourage you that instead of trying to go broad and shallow, that you make your efforts of going deep and narrow. You want to, once you've identified who your market is, you look at your music and design the packaging and the product format, the media, specifically for your niche at different price points. I'm going to talk about this in a lot more detail as we go through this program. And the whole idea is that you are creating a devoted audience directly. It's you interacting and engaging directly with your fans and with your customers, using all of the amazing and free tools, free or very low cost tools, in social media to give you access to those fans and to give those fans access to you in a way that is unprecedented in the past. And creating a way for your audience to choose how to play with you. How deeply into relationship do they want to come? And giving them the opportunity to spend a little money or to spend a lot of money and allowing them to make the decision so that you're no longer selling. They're choosing to buy. I really want to clarify something. A lot of times I've found when I teach this class live that people think of multiple streams of music income as having multiple different jobs. For example, you are teaching music as well as producing music as well as performing music, that you've got a day job and you're a barista at Starbucks and you're doing your music on the side. This is not what I'm talking about when I talk about multiple streams. When I talk about multiple streams, I am talking about a single product, in other words, a single song, repurposed or repackaged in multiple different ways. And in addition to that, multiple niches, multiple small, narrow, targeted markets that you're then giving access to your levels of product. Okay, so it's multiple streams of income from products packaged in multiple ways, multiple streams of income from multiple targeted niches that feed each other. So all of these things then feed each other in multiple ways.